What do you think are some of the issues that are facing the country right now?
I definitely think one of the biggest ones that's facing our country right now, we're losing control of education. And we have a world of young people coming up who education as we in my generation knew it and generations before, I don't think it's all there. And I think there has to be a lot of aspects involved in education. You know, lots of schools don't have libraries. They don't have music involved in them anymore. They don't have social function involved in them anymore. And all these aspects are of part of a well-rounded individual. My second one probably is a consciousness about the earth that we live on, that there's a responsibility on our part, even though we consider ourselves to be the number one animal on the planet. We might be the dumbest animal on the planet because we're not taking care of where we live and thinking that we can just take as much as we want whenever we want and override everything. Two of the basic things of all living creatures is fresh water and food. And without them, you can't exist. So because of the amount of land we are destroying and the means of which we're growing and the fact that everything that we do on the surface of the earth affects the water levels and quality and everything else that there is in the earth. Gotta have everyday thing, but we don't think where it comes from or how our daily lives is affecting it.
Third concern that we...
I do. New technology as far as computers and that world is concerned. But I think it's grown so fast and gotten so overpowering to mankind that it's affecting the socialization of people tremendously. And it's just so friggin' obvious. I mean, to walk into places and see people sitting at tables and instead of talking to each other, they're just lost in a little thing. Yes, they may be talking to somebody or texting somebody and all of that. And I think it's a great convenience that way. But there's a life that you're in. And I think you have to live it in that life. Young people who don't go outside anymore kind of thing, and people find it as a means to keep their kids occupied instead of doing other things. I know my grandmother has always said that, you know, she couldn't believe how much the world changed and advanced during her life. And maybe it's just a part of what I'm not accepting as I'm getting older because I can't keep up with it. But I don't know. It is a concern of mine anyway.